Hey freaks, it's Thursday, October 30th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, fucker right in the pussy gets a little awkward. Plus, haunted vaginas, awful Halloween songs, and a smelly snatch is now considered art. All this plus your voicemails today on Distorted View Daily. Meowness.
I'm retarded.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
You killed Martin Luther King. You niggas turn on each other, you stupid. You turn on me, on your leader, you dumb.
They know nothing. Your fruitcake gonna mess with my Regina.
I bash his brains against the goddamn radio.
All right, Dimension with you back for the Thursday edition of DV. I'm so sorry for posting the show even later than normal, but I was driven out of my house today. Neighborhood has been infested with children. I had no idea that it was trick-or-treat night here in Columbus. I figured, you know, since Halloween was on a Friday this year, it would make sense that trick-or-treating would be on Friday as well. But it's not. It's today. And I don't want to be around when there's a bunch of kids ringing my doorbell. I can hear them outside because children are very loud with their giggling. Giggling in merriment. Most of them already hopped up on sugar. Nothing pisses me off more than happy children. So I left the house. Oh, and then on top of it, my neighborhood was having a pre-Halloween potluck outside. I'm not in tune with how suburban America operates, but I think this must be a new thing. Never heard of this before. Some neighbor is having a potluck in their driveway. There were signs up all up and down the street. Saying, you know, from 4:30 to 6 before the kids go trick-or-treating, bring a dish! Chit-chat with your neighbors and see all the kids in the cute outfits. No to all of that. This is why I feel I would fit in more urban environments, you know, like New York. People in New York, they don't want anything to do with their neighbors. They just want to be left alone, and that's how I feel. So I got in my car and left at the first sound of giggling children. I could smell them through my walls. I'm like a witch. Isn't that what witches do? Like they can smell children, and the scent is very displeasing. Like to witches, children smell putrid. That's how a witch can tell. Like if a kid is nearby, they smell it. I don't know. I was watching some movie. It was all about witches and children and how they stink. All right, listen, I've got a bunch of audio to share with you today. We're going to blow through this shit. It's late. I'm tired. I'm cranky. I don't like the fact that children wield this power over me. Like, they've literally forced me out of my house. I've got one of the greatest fucker right in the pussies. This just happened. Now, what's great is the guys who are yelling fucker right in the pussy haven't heard what the news story is about, and it's a very unfortunate news story. Take a listen here.
Sophie, over the past several months, this part of South Manchester has been the focus of an investigation into child sexual exploitation. In that time, detectives have arrested 9 men and 2 women. The youngest is 19, the oldest is 38. Now, they face a number of charges.
That's right, we're talking about a child sex ring, and that's when a gentleman interrupts with, fuck her right in the pussy.
The oldest is 38. Now, they face a number of charges.
Yes, this calls for a fuck her right in the pussy remix.
You can't say you wouldn't fuck her. Maybe that's what I'll do when they find her. I'll go and fuck her. Fuck her right in the pussy.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
All right. Keep those fuck her right in the pussies coming. I don't know how you're going to top that one, though. All right, you know, Halloween, of course, is tomorrow, like we were just talking about. And I've got a few recommendations for you. First up, instead of watching a scary movie or two, why not switch things up? Curl up in bed and read a scary novel. Surf on over to Amazon.com and you can pick up The Haunted Vagina in time for Halloween. That's right, you can have it sent to your Kindle device. Here is the description. It's difficult to love a woman whose vagina is a gateway to the world of the dead. Steve is madly in love with his eccentric girlfriend, Stacy. Unfortunately, their sex life has been suffering as of late because Steve is worried about the odd noises that have been coming from Stacy's pubic region. These aren't queefs or gurgling noises. The noises coming out of her snatch are much more eerie. They're haunting noises. All right, she says that her vagina is haunted. She doesn't think it's that big of a deal, though. Really? What if a ghost has possessed her pussy? And what if it's like the ghost of her father or something? Maybe when the father was alive, he, you know, was a little inappropriate with his daughter, and now that he's dead, he wanted to taste that sweet, sweet poon again. I don't know. When a living... What the fuck? Are you kidding me? When a living corpse climbs out of her during an awkward night of sex, Stacy learns that her vagina is actually a doorway to another world. It's a portal. It's a snatch hatch to hell. All right, she persuades Steve to climb inside of her to explore this strange new place. But once inside, Steve finds it difficult to return, especially once he meets an oddly attractive woman named Fig, who lives within the lonely haunted world between Stacy's legs. It's The Haunted Vagina. It's got a four-star rating on Goodreads. I want to read you just a short excerpt from the book. This is the moment when the guy discovers his girlfriend's pussy is haunted. Where the heck are those noises coming from? I asked Stacy one night.
It's coming from me.
From you?
From inside me,
she said, pulling off the covers and pointing at her crotch. I snorted at her.
Listen,
she said, pulling my head into her lap and pressing my ear against her vagina. It was like listening to the ocean in a hairy flesh seashell. But then I heard it. A voice inside of her. I couldn't understand the words. A woman crying, babbling in a deranged language. Then she screamed into my ear, and I jumped from between Stacy's legs.
What the hell? I told you!
What is that? I cried.
A ghost.
What? So if you like scary books and are afraid of talking vaginas, head out to the library and snatch up a copy of this pubic hair-raising tale called The Haunted Vagina. I've got one more Halloween recommendation for you. It's a song from, you guessed it, Bobby Boris Pickett. He's the guy that recorded Monster Mash back in 1962. Now, I don't know a lot about this guy, but in my mind, I like to think that this was his only hit. He recorded the Monster Mash, and then for the rest of his life, he tried desperately to duplicate this success, failing miserably every time. I'm guessing maybe he tried his hand at some legitimate songs. That didn't work out. So he's like, all right, let's go back to Halloween novelty music. We already did a Monster Mash. That truly was a graveyard smash. This could be my bread and butter. Every year I could just come out with new Halloween songs. So he came out with the Transylvania Twist. And that didn't really catch on. And then things get really weird. He's like, what if I take the Monster Mash, just keep the entire song structure, but place these characters, the werewolf, the mummy, Dracula, in a Christmas setting. Yeah, let's find out what Frankenstein is like during the holidays, what he wants from Santa Claus. And the structure really was pretty much exactly like Monster Mash. So, you know, Monster Mash goes, he did the mash, he did the monster mash,
the monster mash.
So then Monster Holiday goes, it... It was a monster holiday.
It was a monster holiday.
Like, it's the same, like, chorus structure and everything. It's just really weird. So that didn't catch on. So then in the 80s, rap music started to become popular, and Boris, who was probably homeless at the time, thought to himself, what if I update the Monster Mash, but I turn it into a rap song? And then the Monster Rap was born. You've probably never heard that song on the radio. didn't get a lot of airplay. It wasn't a big hit. All right. I've got another Bobby Boris Pickett song for you. This song is a straight up ripoff of Monster Mash. It's called the Sinister Stomp. Instead of a mash, it's a stomp. Even the title is a fucking ripoff. He's ripping off his own material. All right, here's Sinister Stomp. I bet you it goes, they did the Sinister Stomp.
The Sinister Stomp.
Girls like to rock, zombies like to roll, but I dig the stomp cause it's good for the soul. On a graveyard prowl late one night, I tripped on a body and got quite a fright.
He's barely changing up the lyrics, so instead of working in a lab late one night, he was taking a stroll in the woods late one night.
Like to rock, zombies like to roll, but I dig the stomp cause it's good for the soul. On a graveyard prowl late one night, I tripped on a body and got quite a fright. As my fear subsided, my anger grew. I proceeded to stomp with the heel of my shoe.
It's the same song.
Who shall I?
It's
Frankie John.
This poor son of a bitch only had one good idea in his entire life, and he is still trying to milk it.
Oh my. It keeps my gills in line. I stomped and stomped like a crazy fool. How was I to know it was Janusz the Goo?
I can't believe how perfectly this matches up with Monster Mash. I guarantee you, if we just isolated the vocals, stripped out all the music in this song, and then replaced it with the Monster Mash instrumental, it would match up perfectly. This is insane. Oh, Bobby Boris Pickett, you're just lazy.
I was having fun with the sinister stomp that made Janusz run.
It's stomp.
It keeps Janusz alive.
It's stomp.
It makes
all right.
Frankie jive.
It's stomp.
And it's mine.
There you go. Life. Just a few Halloween recommendations for you. Moving on now. Recently, the Cowboys, which apparently is a sporting team, played the Redskins, and they lost their matchup, which was very disappointing if you are a Cowboys fan, like this gentleman.
There's going to be blood everywhere from me. There's going to be destruction. Hell will unleash if the fucking Redskins beat a 6-1 Cowboys team.
Jason Garrett's shitting a brick right now.
Guess what happens? I wouldn't be playing it if this guy ended up happy.
Damn.
Well, he's pissed.
I don't give a fuck!
This is what you're going to hear for about the next 3 minutes.
You better fucking get a first down.
Guess who doesn't get a first down? Again, if they got the first down, I wouldn't be playing this.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he's hitting the television. You know, the thing about this clip that makes me question its authenticity is the fact that these friends are gathered watching a television that's like a 13-inch. Like a 13-inch CRT. Out of all the guys there, one of them has to own a television that was made in the last decade. Yeah, he's very upset.
They're fucking kidding me. You better fucking get it!
Tebow's gone already, yeah. Tebow's gone.
You better fucking get it!
Let me fast forward just a little bit here.
You don't give a fuck.
I think they officially lost! Oh god. He's, tearing up the entire house. Okay, alright. I mean, it's,
Where is it?
He wants to bite the head off of a fish? The camera is following this guy throughout the apartment. It's a fully furnished place. I mean, this could still be fake, but they destroyed a lot of property. Finally, before we move on, one more piece of audio. This is a guy who is being detained by the police. The police is like, get down on the ground. And the guy will not get down on the ground. Instead, he's just filming this whole thing, which pisses off the cop even more. There's two guys here. One of the guys gets on the ground. The dude filming, though, refuses to get on the ground.
Get on the floor. Lay down on the floor. Lay down on the floor. I'm scared. Please, I'm scared. Don't
get on the ground.
Don't hurt me.
I love when the guys are like, I'm scared. The police is telling you to do something. You don't do it, but you just reply with, I'm scared. I'm scared of you. If you're so scared, just do what the cop fucking says.
Get on the ground.
I am on the ground.
You too. Get on the ground.
I didn't do anything.
Get on the ground.
I didn't do anything.
I know. Get on the ground to figure it out.
I'm right here. I'm away. I'm right here.
The cop is pretty dumb too. The cop's like, just get down on the ground until I can figure out what to do. This is like the cop's first day on the job or something. I just don't want to be distracted with people standing up.
Officer, I'm on. Why you got to point a gun at me?
Get all the way down.
Why you got to point a gun at me? We have
all
no weapons.
The way down on the ground.
That's because you're arguing with the cop. The cop's telling you to get down. I don't know. Listen. I don't know why the cop pulled over these guys or wants these guys down on the ground or is arresting them or whatever. I don't know the backstory. I do know you're only going to make matters worse when you argue with the police like that.
We have no weapons.
Good to know.
We have no weapons. We're not a threat to you. Why do you have the gun pointed at me? I am not a threat.
If you did have a gun, would you tell the cop you were armed? No.
Get out of the car, I surrender to you. Right here, and you're pointing a gun at me.
Well, you're not surrendering because you're not getting down on the goddamn ground.
You're pointing a gun at me. No, you're pointing a gun at me.
I am. Get on the ground.
Are you going to shoot me?
Run away.
I'm not going to run away. I am not a threat to you. I am not a threat to you.
The other guy is still on the ground. He's like, I have no problem getting on the ground. I'm just hanging out here.
It was a violation of the law. But it doesn't require for you to pull out a gun. It's not a threat. At least you can use your sense. Come on. It's one man talking to another man. Eliminate the gun or the badge. You're a man.
Do you think things are going to get better or worse when the second cop comes on the scene? You heard the siren getting closer. Let's find out what happens.
I am not going to do anything. There's no reason why I have two guns pointed at me.
Yes, now he has two guns pointed at him.
There is none. I am not doing anything. I am a law-abiding citizen.
Uh-oh.
I served in the United States Army. Okay, I am scared for my freaking life right now. I got two guns pointed at me.
He's about to lose it.
I got two guns pointed at me for nothing. I am standing right here. This is a violation of my rights. Okay?
I didn't realize they let little bitches into the army, okay?
A violation of my rights! And Lord rebuke you! Lord rebuke you for giving you that power and you abusing it!
You're rebuking the cops? I don't think you can do that.
The Lord rebuke both of you!
The Lord is rebuking you!
I have done nothing wrong, and I understand you're backing your buddy up, because I would too! But there is no reason why a gun should be pointed at me. I am not a threat to you.
Just get down on the fucking ground.
I am shaking. You're about to cry to you. I'm just crying to you right now. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, shit. I hear another set of sirens coming.
I am not doing anything. I am crying. And you got two guns pointed at me.
Soon to be three.
I'm freaking scared. I have another car. There's no reason.
You gotta hand it to the cops. At least they're showing some restraint. Finally, some progress. You know, if this happened a few months ago, this kid's brains would be splattered all along the road. And that would have went down long before the backup arrived. All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, not fucked up news right now. If you like Distorted View Daily, please consider signing up for the sideshow and supporting this stupidity. For only $6.99 a month, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. That's 10 years of gay-fisting porn and granny trannies. Good times. Sign up right now, get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and video casts just for paying members. Did an exclusive show yesterday, got another one tomorrow, and we'll be doing a weekend show just for paying members. Sign up right now, get full access. It's very inexpensive. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, olfactory artist Peter DeCooper is known for his works that touch upon the raw sense of smell. And yet another startling piece of art Vancouver has created an ice statue in the image of Lady Madonna. The main ingredient in the making of the statue was holy water and this is the important part that makes it a Distorted View news story, vaginal sweat. It's a statue made of ice water and pussy juice. The statue is called the Deflowering. Visitors to the room where the statue is kept are invited to smell the, quote, beauty of woman. Well, this beautiful woman apparently has a yeast infection. You are also invited to touch the... it smells a little rank. You are also invited to touch the melted liquid so that the original vaginal scent stays on your finger for... what? It's a real hands-on art project here. I like that. All right, so the vaginal scent of the Virgin Mary can stay on your finger for a longer time until you can smell the scent of deflowering love and passion. In the description about the video that Cooper has put on YouTube, are you kidding me? I didn't know there was a YouTube video. We'll get to that in just a moment. The artist writes, by exploiting the subjective associative impact of smells in combination with visual images, it generates a kind of meta-sensory experience that goes beyond purely seeing or smell. Look, dude, the only reason people are interested in this art is because you used cunt drippings. Yes, I'm exploiting the subjective associative impacts of smells. Whatever. That statue smelled like ketchup or something, no one would give a fuck. During 1 hour, a statue made of frozen holy water melts. In the statue was a spot with real vaginal scent. Ice on the outside and a creamy pussy inside. When the Madonna melts, the vaginal scent starts to mix with the holy water. Blasphemous. In the room, you start smelling the beauty of woman. The smell of pussy is real vaginal scent conserved as odorous substance and realized by a professional lab in Germany. The smell is produced by movement and sweating in the female intimate area. It took years to manage to capture the treasured organic vaginal scent. The scent, this is what the artist has been up to the past few years. Just trying to collect pussy sweat. I wonder if he just walks around with a bucket all day. Can I squeeze your pussy lips together? See if any drippings come out. The scent is a mixture of different women, of different origin, and is a tribute to the freedom of being a free woman exploring your sexual desires. The work was on show for 2 hours in Belgium on October 23rd. Now it's all melted. We'll never get a chance to see the Virgin Mary ice slash pussy juice sculpture. Second story we have for you today. A mother in central Germany came up with an unusual tactic to allegedly steal from a pharmacy. The woman distracted staff at the pharmacy by lifting her top up and squirting her breast milk at them. The mother entered the store at 4:25 p.m. and asked to buy a breast pump, which is something she obviously didn't need. She's mastered the art of the self-squeeze. After handing over a 200-euro note to pay for her 20-euro purchase, she suddenly uncovered one breast and used her fingers to squirt milk at the pharmacist. I've been hit! Then the rest of the staff just starts crying, please, don't shoot, I'm scared. Can't you see I don't pose a threat to you? All right, so she uncovered one of her breasts and used her fingers to squirt milk from it at the pharmacist. She then rummaged through the counter display and went to a second cash register. Ignoring the pleas of staff and customers to cover herself up, she again rooted through the counter displays and unleashed a fresh spray of milk. Apparently satisfied with her handiwork, she quickly left the pharmacy, leaving the breast pump and some of her milk behind. The pharmacist only noticed that 100 euros were missing from the cash register sometime later when counting the day's taking. Police believe the woman, who they described as having a robust figure, long dark hair tied into a ponytail, and speaking an unknown language, stole the cash while customers and staff were distracted by her antics. Officers described the woman's antics as almost unbelievable. Well, I urge those officers to listen to Distorted View Daily. It's probably the least weird news story we've read in the past month. All right, finally today, freaks, we got a story from Oregon when Salem police tried to arrest a sex offender on a parole violation Tuesday morning. They were in for quite a surprise. Police received information that James Buford, 49, was at a home on Alpine Drive But when officers showed up to take him in, they say he was dressed only in his underwear. Fear not, it gets stranger. He ran out the back door of the home and started jumping fences. Somehow in the process, he lost the only piece of clothing he had. The underwear was slowing him down. At this point, he's running naked. We don't have a visual. He's going over fences in 3 yards, police radio traffic was heard saying. I just saw him in the bushes, and he just jumped the fence, and I can't get through the shrub where he just climbed through. He's in the house directly. It would be to the north, one house to the north. That house belongs to Holly and Damon Tyndall. Holly Tyndall was returning home from work to meet with contractors, but instead found police. The fellow had come through the fence here. The fence was knocked down, and apparently he went in through our doggy door, she told KPTV. That's not where this strange story ends, though. It continues to get strange. After crawling through the doggy door to get inside, Buford apparently decided he needed some clothes. The weird thing was he put on Damon's pajama pants, she added. Not just the pants, but also her husband's t-shirt and slippers. Buford, by the way, has a lengthy criminal history, including rape. Why is he laughing? Rape tickles. All right. cute. All right. So, yes, he's been arrested for rape, sex abuse, and assault. He was arrested on that parole violation on Tuesday and is also now facing a slew of new charges. Failure to register as a sex offender, burglary, criminal mischief, theft, escape, and interfering with a police officer. Well, now we got the German midget laughing. He thinks that's funny. This is not laughing at rape. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with you freaks. Let's see what's happening. Speak to me.
Yo, let me tell you something that you might have missed about this dude named Jesus of Nazareth. They don't want to teach you this in Bible school, but that nigga had dreads. Yo, that cat was cool. Hmm. He used to roll around the campus in a beat-up Kia with a sticker on the back that said, Pow Mia, yo, other MCs don't stand a chance. Let the power of Christ compel you to dance. He had a goatee and his pants were saggy. He could slam dunk while sitting down, Shaggy, son of God. Awesome ass bod, 2 Golden Globes, 1 Emmy nod. He is the hippinest, hoppinest messiah. And if you heard different, you heard it from a liar. Everybody thought all hope was lost when they nailed J. Diddy to a David Cross.
J. Diddy.
There's no I in team, but there's a J-E-S-U-S on the scene. Hey, yo, it's Jesus. Someone let me out of my cage.
Jesus is pretty cool.
I go to church like every day. Father, the Son, let's do this. I love all men, but motherfuck Judas.
All right, thank you very much for that.
Hey there, Tim, it's Roy. About those 13-year-old girls that called you, did their caller ID come up? Can you give me the number?
Please? Unfortunately, it comes up unknown. Please? Oh, believe me, I was all over that.
Give me the number, okay? All right.
All right, wish I could, my friend.
Tim, I just started listening to the 22nd Sextastic Wednesday story. You haven't even started it yet, and you already fucked it up. Mm. You really cocked things up here, Timmy. You said that Morton Koopa is the one wearing sunglasses, and I say, no, sir.
That's Roy.
Roy Koopa.
No, you're right. That's Roy Koopa.
He is pink, he is fabulous, and he's the best.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. I was wrong.
Idiot.
I'm sorry, Jesus, there's so many Koopa children.
Hello, this is your prophet, Peter Popoff. Please don't hang up.
Oh my God, Peter Popoff is calling me!
I'm coming to Phoenix on Thursday, October the 23rd. I'll be at the Hyatt Regency Phoenix in the Regency Ballroom. That's located at 122.
His voice is so funny.
North 2nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Doors open at 6. Service begins promptly at 7. I see that we're almost at the end of this year, and you're still feeling crushed by an onslaught of excessive worry.
That's so true.
I can see through the eyes of the Spirit that you also need a touch in your life, your body, and your finances.
I just want to be touched, and I want someone to touch me, and I want to touch people.
I want to touch people.
That's all I want to do.
Yeah, that's okay, sir.
I haven't touched people. I want them to touch me.
It's okay, so that's what you really want.
That's all I want.
You want to be touched and you want to touch people.
Dude, you need to get your ass to the Peter Popoff conference.
Start the way that you want them
God.
To be.
Okay.
If it seems that I'm reading you like a book, it's because of a divine bonding of our spirits. God is leading me to get on a plane and come and minister to you. You must meet me on Thursday, October 23rd.
Someone book me a ticket.
At the Hyatt Regency Phoenix.
Oh, no, I think I missed it.
Remember, I'll be in the Regency Ballroom.
Ballroom.
I look forward to seeing you. This is your prophet, Peter Popoff, saying God bless you.
The fuck? He's calling himself a prophet now? Is that something new, or has he always done that? Maybe I just haven't picked up on it. He's a powerful prophet. Yet he has to sell you little packets of water to make ends meet. All right, holy anointed water. Holy miracle water. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Fucking right in the pussy.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, got a bunch more DB for you. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Monday to start a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
It was a stormy night at Dracula's place. The Wolfman had a ball gag in his face. Frankie's bride with her nipples clamped. The mummy's cock was wet and damp. It was a monster gangbang. And frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Lots of common blood.
It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie blew some fun.
Whips and chains lined the castle walls. The vampires had a case of blue balls. The smell of astrocly wafting in the air. The werewolves had matted pubic hair.
It was a monster gangbang.
Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang. Full of fornication.
It was a monster gangbang. Even a little satanic masturbation. Yes, Frankenstein tried a little scat play. He did it on Dracula, but he wasn't gay. So Drac got mad and smeared some on the demon. Soon there was a frothy mix of shit and semen. The time had come and all were nude. Peeking from the windows, it sure looked lewd. By the end of the night, the castle was defiled by feces, snot, and other bile. It was a monster gangbang. Stinky and frightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Totally delightful.
It was a monster gangbang.
Lots of common blood.
It was a monster gangbang. And that's when Frankie blew some mud.
Okay, that's all I got so far.